Ramadan. Ramadan is the Muslim month of fasting from sunrise to sundown. We Muslims are not supposed to engage in eating, drinking, sexual activity, smoking, drug activity. Well, I don't know about that, but most people say that you're not supposed to take drugs during Ramadan, and I think that's a pretty reasonable legal opinion. Then you break the fast at sundown, and that's going to be coming up in the middle of this show for me, so you'll probably have to listen to me slurp and chew for a while. The evenings are usually a festive time, so we'll have a festive time after the fast is broken here sometime during the beginning of the second hour of this show. Now, Ramadan is also a time of renewal and purification. The idea is to try to get some compassion for the folks who have to go hungry or thirsty or without sex during the rest of the year. No, but seriously, folks, there are a lot of hungry people who suffer a lot, and those of us who hardly ever have to go hungry might be well advised to try intentionally going without food for a while just to see how it feels. That's part of the purpose. Another part, of course, is the spiritual opening that you get from fasting. I believe it was Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World and a whole lot of other excellent books, who pointed out that fasting is the royal road to religious experience. That's why so many different religious traditions urge fasting for people who have some kind of religious vocation. Even Christians have been known to go out into the desert and fast, as have Native Americans and people from other traditions as well. Well, in Islam, everybody's supposed to do it. So everybody's supposed to get a little bit of that royal road to spiritual or religious.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ramadan fasting, I'm actually going to bring on our originally scheduled guest who has been found. So that's good news, and we'll have our other alternate guest on later on in the show in the second hour. So without further ado, welcome to my honored guest, Bruce Marshall of ActIndependent.org. Bruce is a Green candidate for Congress, or he has been. He ran on the 9/11 Truth ticket. He is associated with the Kennebunkport Warning, which recently made some waves. It certainly got noticed and stirred up a lot of trouble, among other things. And Bruce is a very hardworking 9/11 activist. I've known him for a long time, and you know, we actually worked together a little bit working on getting William Sloan Coffin to come out for 9/11 Truth, which he did. I have enormous respect for him, and I'm very honored to have you on the show, Bruce Marshall. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks, Kevin. It's actually I heard the beginning of that segment as I was talking to a friend today. You know, some maybe talking about politics is part of the fast too. I certainly can use that as well at times. But we certainly are in troubled times, and I think we've had some interesting things happen. I think that the Kennebunkport Warning has acted as a sort of litmus test on many levels, and when we talk about truth, 9/11 truth, or truth in general, or personal truth and things like that, I think these things are very, very important to consider, and to consider things in a larger framework of principle.
I absolutely agree. I think that, as Kevin Ryan, who's one of my favorite 9/11 truth people, said, that one of the most profound lessons of 9/11 is to reveal to us how much we lie to ourselves all the time.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what it really does call into us. I mean, I think that we have to be challenged that way. And that's, I think, one of the exciting things of it. Because I think this is one of the key points of the Kennebunkport Warning is, there's an aspect of going into the unknown and being able to stand on certain principles and stand, which is really where, say, the idea of principle comes in. I mean, we had this question of, did this person sign this or not, and all this type of stuff. And as we had to break out, but is the issue at hand is what's important here. I mean, are we at the verge of potential war? And I think what's interesting to know is the quote-unquote other side will certainly use lies and deceptions to bring us into war. And I think we're not using lies and deception or anything like that, but I think we do have to be strong in handling our positions and bringing things forward.
And the Kenny Bunkport warning was certainly a strong warning. It began with massive evidence that's come to our attention that that the Cheney faction is planning for, but I'm not quoting directly, I'm quoting from memory. Cheney faction is planning possible false flag attacks or war trigger incidents to create a war with Iran. And, of course, some of the people who signed it, I guess, had thought twice about their having signed it, apparently. Perhaps they didn't like the phrase massive evidence. I know at least one of them said something like, well, I haven't seen any massive evidence.
Yeah, and I think that's perfectly adequate to question things and to bring this up. I mean, if this becomes a form of debate, that's I think that's very important. We have to bring up this debate, and so it I think it served that case. I mean, I think it's certainly a problem though when one brings up certain qualifications and then sort of uses, you know, particular attack methods to distance oneself from a document. That's, I think, too bad. And certainly we've tried to keep the door open for people to you know, I think act according to a higher principle that I think that they ultimately want to be in, work for. And so I think this is actually is clearing itself out, I think, on many levels. And I think we certainly have to go forward with bringing forth this warning. Now, I think what's interesting, and I don't know if this got discussed, but the recent news that's been put forth by CNN recently this week, I think is a further confirmation of this massive evidence that we've been talking about, and potentially a voice of the Pentagon speaking through when they talk about this E-4B flying that day.
And yeah, that was pretty interesting that they finally admitted that.
Yeah, and as I was talking to someone about this, I think it's, why are they admitting this now? What does this mean? And, you know, is this the plane that Cheney deemed not to want to shoot down on that day?
Well, he certainly wouldn't want to shoot down an E-4B if it were actually running part of the 9/11 false flag op now, would he?
Yes, exactly. And is this a particular counter move? Now, I don't know if you've mentioned tonight, Colonel Bob Bowman's call.
Oh, yes. Actually, I haven't mentioned it, but I would love to mention it. We just posted that at the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth, MUJCA.com, right when we got it. I think it's a very, very important document. Colonel Bowman is a well-connected person. He knows folks at the high levels of the military, and so when he calls on the U.S. Military leaders, top officers, to consider arresting Bush and Cheney if they order an illegal war against Iran, that makes me sit up and take notice.
Yeah, I think that's the point, and I know that, that part of the point is, you know, we have to. It is an aspect of principle that the military is sworn to obey, certainly towards the oath of office and towards Nuremberg principles.
That's right. We're only following orders. Doesn't make it anymore. After
general conscience, you know, be they you know, spiritual or just one's inner heart and understanding things. And so one of the things I think we are certainly having an effect on breaking the culture of denial in this country. And this is that challenge. This is the challenge, I think, that the warning is a litmus test towards people in seeing this. And I think that there's an interesting juxtaposition, because in the warning we talk about the importance for impeachment. We know that impeachment is up there. What, there's 19 congressmen who've signed on to the impeachment of Cheney, but this should have gone through a long time ago, as you know. So how do you, you know, give Congress the kick in the pants to get them to do what they should be doing?
Well, I would have thought that Brzezinski would have given them that kick in the pants when he went before Congress and announced that an attack in the U.S. might be blamed on Iran and lead to the war. I mean, that was
exactly.
In-your-face prediction of another 9/11-style false flag event. And Brzezinski is one of the leading orthodox, realist foreign policy minds. It's stunning that Congress just passed that over and didn't even ask him what he was talking about.
And that's more of points to massive evidence. Now, I think some people got scared in that they thought, oh, we have insider knowledge exactly of this. And I think one of the points is, though, is the massive evidence in some ways comes to the point of what hasn't been answered, and that's the questions of 9/11. That's the facts of 9/11 that we've been able to uncover, and so therefore Congress has not done its job. And I think if you take this to an extreme, if there is a false flag attack, if there is some sort of WMD attack or some sort of another 9/11 that occurs in this country, or Gulf of Tonkin type of provocation that then's used by the Bush administration to call for attack on Iran. The question is that I think the warning really is talking to you're responsible for that, for not preventing it.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been trying to make that point. And everybody who's listening to this, if you don't know what you would do if there were such an attack, you are actually helping ease the way toward one. Because if you're listening to this show, you know enough to be suspicious if there is such an event.
Right.
But what are you going to do if it happens? You need to be prepared, and that's why we've got this roll banner project at the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth, MUJCA.com. You can get these signs. They're cheap. They're very portable. Let's say inside job. And if we have a lot of people out there demonstrating and calling them on this inside job, if it happens again, that will stop the PSYOP from being effective. And just by being ready to do that, we can perhaps stop it from happening.
And that's exactly the case. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, we're saying, okay, if you don't like maybe some wording about the Kenny Bunkport warning, the idea should be grokked by people.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Mind games with us by convincing us that there are evil foreigners out there trying to blow us up, and so we have to go get them first. And I guess there's also been some mind games going around with the Kenny Bunkport warning. My guest is Bruce Marshall of actindependent.org. He's one of the ringleaders of that document, which I think is an essential document. I think it's very important that it be promulgated and spread around. There was, of course, the contretemps with the people who backed out of having signed it, and that led to some bad feelings in the movement. And Bruce, you know, I think the one thing that I really didn't like to see after all of this was when Webster Tarpley gave his speech in New York. And of course, Webster is a guy I admire tremendously. I think he's, you know, on the cutting edge of the whole world of politics that we're dealing with here. But Webster, I think, made a mistake in his speech in New York by going a little overboard and sort of facetiously saying that a bunch of folks who refused to endorse the warning, or in fact were dissing people associated with the warning, were PSYOP agents or, you know, bad guys. And I thought that was a mistake. I don't know. Have you talked to Webster about this? Do you think maybe he'll apologize to a couple of those people who definitely are not PSYOPers?
Yeah, well, I think the issue is whether one's PSYOP or not, you know, there were certain things where people weren't taking proper responsibility over understanding where we're going in a in a very real political sense. And I know that the tradition of what though I was not there, the tradition of what he was doing, and you have to consider the amount of venom that actually was being generated towards Webster and this document without actually looking at the merits of it, but just looking and creating this this whole furor around a hoax and, you know, all this types of things.
Right, right. That was definitely uncalled for. I agree that there were unfortunate statements that were made by people. But Webster was, you know, he was actually, you know, kind of snidely calling these people, you know, operatives or, you know, working for the bad guys. And that kind of makes us look paranoid. Whenever people do that, it just it makes us look crazy and paranoid, which is exactly what we're trying to fight against.
Right, right. Well, I think the issue here is to a certain extent is a little bit was that was some irony and humor actually towards this. Maybe people didn't take it. We didn't take certain things too humorously either.
well, if Webster had been genuinely funny, it would have worked.
Yeah.
But the trouble was, it wasn't funny enough, and so it came off sounding just kind of snide and bitter. It really didn't work, and I really think that he would be well advised to just say, "Oops, you know, I think I got the tone wrong. At least I, you know, and these people are. I have no knowledge that these people are working for the bad guys, and I apologize if, you know, if they took this seriously."
Well, I think that there are certain questions, and I don't think this is the issue of talking about bad guys or whatnot. I mean, I think the issue is, I mean, we certainly put this forward towards those people who signed and took away their names in terms of in the Kenneth Bunkport reality check, trying to say, look, the issue is the reality of the warning. The warning, what it means, the reality of what's going on. And so the people that get into this is where it comes back to this issue of truth, you see. Some people think the only aspect of truth is evidence. So they want this super evidence about certain documents and things, and they'll believe one story where a person says, "I didn't sign this," and makes, you know, concocts a story about this, but they will not look and actually do their due diligence and talk to Webster and I about this in a way which is not conducive to proper study of this. But in the Kenny Bunkport reality check, I mean, we certainly know that the foundation funded groups out there certainly do not want to discuss aspects of 9/11 truth. And I think one of the things that we're looking here is the key of 9/11 truth is not to just look at 9/11 as this historical event that does not look at the historical reality of what's going on as the event unfolds. The event is unfolding, because if we understand the PNOC doctrines and the clean break and all that, we're talking about a war with Iran is part of the plan, and we're talking about the potentiality of war with Russia and China. So this is what has to be dealt with. If people go in a certain way, I mean, we're talking real politics here, and if people are acting as provocateurs and stuff, well, maybe they need a little reality check themselves before they start yapping out their mouth.
I think that's the point, is that people jumped the gun on this. They didn't do due diligence. And some of those people that Webster named, I think, did react.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
This is where we get into, our higher understandings. When I ran for Congress, I ran because I knew that the Democratic candidate who said he was against the war was not going to bring up the issue of Iran. Because the issue of getting out of this quagmire in Iraq is predicated on, first, not going spreading the war to Syria and Iran.
And, of course, as you said, the clean break documents drafted in the 1990s under the authority of Benjamin Netanyahu suggest that the plan all along has been to go into Iran and Syria.
Yeah.
And so it's not as if this is some new thing that they just thought up at the last minute. It's part of a strategy that's been unfolding for more than a decade.
Right, exactly. So that's the issue. And so one of the keys. Now, it was all a big freak out too that Bruce is a LaRouche and that Webster is a LaRouche and this is some sort of LaRouchean plot here. Well, I will defend a certain tradition that Mr. LaRouche is trying to bring forth in terms of bringing a peaceful settlement to a lot of these issues in terms of long-term strategies. And that's the tradition of the humanist tradition surrounding those ideas of ecumenical cooperation between, which was what Nicholas of Cusa, Cardinal Nicholas of Cusa, called the peace of the faith. And it was the peace of the faith that he was working on in the Middle Ages there, or what, I forget, the 14th century, my dates, I'm not that on it. He's helped spark the Renaissance, okay? And the issue after and the issue was that on the higher levels, the Judaism, Islam, and Christianity have a commonality. And that basically, as Europe was and the world was racked in continual warfare, that you had to come to a higher conception and notion. And this is where the faith, take this idea of Genesis of man made in the image of God. And this is what we have in the Constitution. The Constitution in the United States, well, actually the Declaration of Independence, in terms of self-evidence, truths, that all men are created equal.
So that's right. And all of this is part of a larger humanistic tradition that is
exactly
pretty much adhered to by most folks one way or another. The neoconservatives, of course, are the exceptions that prove the rule.
Well, they believe in a bestial conception of things. And you see, one of the important works that LaRouche put out was in the Children of Satan pamphlet, the first pamphlet that came out, which was early on in these Bush wars, was making the connections of with Leo of the neocons with this University of Chicago professor Leo Strauss.
Right, and that's one of the things I do admire about the LaRouche groups is that they have done some of the best critiques out there of neoconservatism and its roots in the thought of Leo Strauss and before that Carl Schmitt.
Right.
On the other hand, I have to say that there are certain things that I find somewhat disturbing about the LaRouche groups, too, including, well, the two biggest ones for me are, I guess I disagree with their with his analysis of the counterculture of the 1960s, which I think was far more promising than he did. And I also, more importantly, find that the group seems to have a certain cult of personality thing going.
Exactly.
That's the thing that you know, when you, that's where he gets all his bad publicity too, is because some of the people behind him acted in this kind of cult-like manner.
Yeah, I think that's sort of really become the sort of one of the Achilles heels of that, where you had a very fertile you know, approach to various things and stuff. So I certainly look at the ideas. I consider myself an independent thinker, and I think we have to look at these things. But I think what is key, particularly within the context of you know, so basically in terms of Southwest Asia here, was that you have to bring these various nations together and look at that. The Treaty of Westphalia came through. This was after the Hundred Years' War, where Europe was basically butchering itself for 100 years, was that the key to peace was the advantage of the other, that your survival keys in on actually helping your neighbor.
And you would think that would be pretty obvious today, with most of our energy supplies buried under the sands in the Muslim world.
Right.
Why would we be out antagonizing Muslims by killing them by the millions?
It's
not a real smart move politically.
But you have to consider the aspect of something that what you have is the capitalist sector essentially is self-imploding, which you can see with the collapse of basically this post-Bretton Woods system of free trade. And so the dial-in is that the way the oligarchies stay in power is to grab the wealth, the raw materials, and also to stay in power through a policy, direct policy of war and continual perpetual warfare. So when you have, you know, Bush on the aircraft carrier saying, well, we've won, basically, he's saying, yes, Cheney's policy of this being a 50 years war is essentially true. You know, the Bremer policies, everything like this going in has caused this continual chaos and stuff, and something that the Democrats have bought into and are certainly part and parcel of this.
It does seem as though the neocon plan is to initiate perpetual war in a sort of Orwellian way.
Yes.
And I saw an interesting article in the most recent issue of Harper's Magazine by Lewis Lapham, the editor of Harper's, who says that he is, it was a while ago, he said he was reading Griffin's new book, Debunking 9/11 Debunking. And I think that's very promising, that maybe Harper's Magazine will actually carry something intelligent about 9/11 again. They did one not too terrible article immediately after the report came out. But Lapham's latest article in Harper's, this particular issue, you can find it at your local library, is about the likelihood that war has pretty much outlived its usefulness. And that's the thing that it seems like the neocons just won't accept, that in fact there's one of them, I forget whether it was Ledeen or which one it was, or maybe it was Strauss himself, who said that if we were ever faced with a situation of perpetual peace and prosperity, it would be our duty as neocons to destroy it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the case, and this is the insanity. And I think one of the things that we have to bring forth to those people who, I think have a misguided understanding of the security of Israel is that the security of Israel is not being perpetuated by going along with this neocon plan.
Well, Israel has been living by the sword for so long that they've gotten themselves into a real fix.
Yeah.
Had they chosen not to live by the sword decades ago, they would be far better off today. But, one can see that having antagonized their neighbors and the indigenous population to the extent that they have, they're off the edge of a cliff and
right.
seem to think the only direction is to keep going off even
yeah.
further.
And that's the Masada complex. I think that's what you're seeing here. It's just sort of a very suicidal type of approach. And I think what we have to come back to is the fact that there is a positive future for the region and the world. And I believe that we are in a situation where the means of getting beyond the petroleum world and into clean energies and things are available. And I think this is one of the things where we're uncovering, even within the 9/11 truth movement, that there are metaphors to this. I don't want to get into the debate about directed energy beams or any of that, but I think the question is we do know that there are advanced physics that have been certainly explored. And this was the aspect of the original cooperation on what Star Wars was set off to be between the Soviet Union and the United States in terms of extending and sharing research into these different projects of physics towards one a limit, cooperating and working together as opposed to going into this arms race and going towards eliminating the need for first strike scenarios, which was very scary at the time. And we are back in now the loony bin of people thinking that we can have a nuclear war.
And that's one of the things that Webster has raised clearly in a way that many others have not. I think that, again, when I criticized Webster for his calling out alleged infiltrators in the 9/11 truth movement, I should qualify that by saying that he is the most lucid voice calling attention to the serious fix that we're in right now with these first-strike nuclear people gearing up for what could be the final war here.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the thing. I mean, this is what we're in. We're not playing tiddlywinks here. We're talking about lobbing, heavy weapons here. I mean, 9/11, we were on the verge of a nuclear war that day. I mean, it was the closest since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
Now,
of course, we have Putin telling us that the world is more dangerous today than during the Cold War, meaning
yes.
than
yes.
even during the Missile Crisis, which is
yes.
pretty disturbing news. I don't know if you've read the transcripts of the Kennedy administration discussions with their military advisors during the missile crisis, but you can get those now in book form, and it's frightening and bizarre to see all of his advisors actually wanted him to attack Cuba, which would have meant nuclear war. So we would have lost at least several southern cities had Kennedy listened to the unanimity of his advisors.
Right, 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 and that's where this whole aspect of the Dr. Strangelove factions, basically this goes back to Bertrand Russell and his original, he was not the little pacifist that we know him as, but actually one that was actually justifying the use of nuclear terrorism, essentially, to continue basically British imperialism. And that's what I think that we're seeing here. So there's one of the things here is a call by Putin last year, because Putin's, this is a ravaged economy. This is a ravaged people. And, here is Putin calling for FDR-style policies to help support the general welfare of his country, and him himself saying that it would be nice if basically the United States went back to that tradition of FDR itself. And now, as we're at the verge of this mortgage crisis and runs on the bank and a variety of things, this is going to be one of the keys here that we look at, and so there is this force towards a cooperation that is the inner message of what was known as the Lobster Summit in Kennebunkport between Putin and Bush, that basically Clinton and Putin were potentially trying to Clinton and the elder Bush were trying to realizing that we're on a course of insanity, and what is Junior going to do? But Junior basically, it looks like he's pretty much a captured pawn and fool and person not taking responsibility.
Well, it looks like the Cheneyaks are really running the show from behind the scenes.
Yeah, essentially on that case. And so people say, oh, why do we use the term Cheney? I mean, I think we're talking about a larger picture. And that does not exclude Bush, but certainly Cheney needs to be impeached first. So, we have a historical, call by Dr. Bowman, which I think really certainly steps up the ante towards impeachment. I think that people need to, get behind the Kennebunkport warning in terms of understanding it, putting your support. Give us a ring at Act Independent.
That's actindependent.org.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So we'll certainly, we want to keep this going, but we need to have. We need to bring this forward and to.
Okay, well, speaking of bringing forward, we have a phone call we need to bring forward from a listener. It's Don in Ohio. Come on in, Don. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I was just thinking that if they think that there's a terrorist over here now, and I think they do want them over here because they do want chaos, so they can basically fulfill their plans, whatever they may be. If they go to war with Iran here. Am I on?
Yes.
Was I on before?
Yeah. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, because it beeped again. That's what I was wondering. Okay. So you heard what I said already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of Muslim people in this country that, that either were sitting on the fence or, they haven't been doing anything, to raise their voices and stuff like that. If we go to war with Iran also, those people are going to start getting up in arms.
Well, I wish that were true, Don. I'm Muslim myself, and I'm certainly going to be up in arms, and I'm already up in arms to try and prevent this idiotic war. But the fact is, most American Muslims are both terrified and pretty conservative in the way that they voted mostly for Republicans in the past and historically have. Most American Muslims tend to be professionals, well-educated, and they don't want to rock the boat. So the vast majority of the U.S. Muslim population, I doubt you'll see them getting out in the streets, even if the U.S. starts bombing Iran back to the Stone Age. However, I do think that there are so many Muslims around the world, with their 1.5 billion of us, that some of them will be very, very angry and try to find ways of exacting revenge. That's true, especially the Iranians themselves, who would probably be looking for revenge for the next several centuries if indeed they bombed the place as badly as some of these reports suggest that they want to.
Now, I understood at first there was six nukes on that plane, and then there was only five. Is this true, or is this hearsay?
I don't know. Bruce, have you heard about that?
I don't know numbers. I mean, 5, 6, 20.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Determined to strike in the USA with WMD this summer. Well, a lot of people found that out and stood up and tried to do something about it. And hey, we're still around. It hasn't happened yet. And so let's keep on doing it. All right. Well, this is Kevin Barrett. I'm talking tonight with Bruce Marshall of ActIndependent.org. Bruce is a major mover behind the Kenny Bunkport warning, which has generated a fair bit of controversy, but which is also clearly calling attention to a historical crisis that we're facing right now. And we do have another caller. It's Mark from Florida. Come on in, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, I'm looking forward to receiving my copy of your book.
Oh, yeah.
I just ordered a copy of it. I've been wanting to read it for a long time.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy it. It's a lot of people think it's a little odd to have a humorous side to a 9/11 truth book, but I think we need to be able to laugh at ourselves a little bit. You know, I think the real Achilles heel of 9/11 truth movement is a certain kind of over seriousness that comes from facing the gravity of this horrific situation that we're in. And,
I agree.
And
I agree. If nothing else, but for our own mental health, we need to take all this stuff with a little bit of humor.
That's right. And certainly the tradition of black humor or gallows humor is perfect for this situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Strangelove already came up. That's a great film, and it just seems more relevant all the time sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've just got a quick question for you, and it's a little bit off of what you've been talking about, but it's something that occurred to me that I haven't heard many people talking about. But what do you think the possibilities are of Newt Gingrich stepping into the situation should there be another false flag attack? It seems to me like, you know, he's somebody who's made these statements here and there about, you know, if the situation's right, maybe I'll run for president or something like that. And he is somebody that, you know, he did, the whole Gingrich revolution and all that stuff. He seems to me, almost in a sense, it's more of an intuitive kind of thing, but it almost seems like he's not in the spotlight, you know, and that's possibly so that, you know, he might stand a stronger chance, and that, you know, the skeletons in this closet, won't be revealed too early. Do you know what I mean? I just like to know your thoughts on that in general.
Well,
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't really know anything about Newt Gingrich and his possible plans for trying to sneak into this election season, but maybe Bruce Marshall does. Bruce is a more avid student of contemporary politics than I am. What do you think, Bruce?
I think that's a good thought. You know,
with